The 2012 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has called on party faithful to rally behind him to kick the NDC government out of power. He said the Better Ghana agenda promised by the NDC has failed, citing the depreciation of the cedi and series of demonstrations and strikes by workers. He said there can be no better Ghana when taxes are high, high utility and fuel prices, low sales and unemployment among others. Nana Addo was speaking at the launch of his campaign at Akotolante in the Ododo Diodio constituency in Accra to lead the NPP for the third consecutive time. Activities at the Central Business District came to a standstill when Nana Addo and his 2012 running mate walked through some streets en route to Akwe's house where he launched his campaign.
There can be no better Ghana when access to health care is worse today than it was even a year ago. There can be no better Ghana when our cedi is the worst performing currency in Africa and the second worst in the world, better only than Ukraine's local currency. There can be no better Ghana when higher taxes, high utility prices, high fuel prices, no sales are killing businesses up and down the country. There can be no better Ghana when our young people cannot find jobs. There can be no better Ghana when the leadership of the country has lost touch with the concerns of the people and dances to the tune of Nigeria. There can be no better Ghana so long as the NDC remains in power. There can be no better Ghana than the current clueless and uncaring leadership. The crisis facing our country can be cured, but it can only be cured by a competent and dynamic team with a program for determined implementation under the decisive leadership of a person with a clear vision of Ghana's future. In the heart of the crisis Ghana is facing is a crisis of confidence in leadership. The people have lost confidence in President Mahama and the NDC's ability to govern. This is clearly evident in the unprecedented nationwide demonstrations that have rocked this country recently. And the Trade Union Congress, the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, health workers, workers in our educational institutions, railway workers, residents in some communities in Accra and other parts of the country.
The two-time presidential candidate asked supporters of the party to concentrate on peace and unity within the NPP as they reach the final stage of contests in the party. He advised fellow contestants to organize a clean campaign because whatever they say against each other will be used against them. Nana Addo said he has searched himself and found that the competitive fire still burns within him. He said he's fit and ready to campaign to win the 2016 elections for the NPP.
The endorsements and declarations of support and alternatives, both publicly and privately. I believe in all humility that I am the party's best bet to winning power in 2016. The journey to 2016, the journey to maintain the confidence of a good majority of the members for the NPP, secure that victory, and begin the all-important project to rescue Ghana and get Ghana rescued once again, has started. Ghana is not working. Ghana should work again, and with me and the NPP, we are the people that we've got on our side. Ghana will work again.
More than 100 MPs openly declared support for Nana Addo. All 34 constituency chairmen of the party in the Greater Accra region also threw their weight behind Nana Addo. The Greater Accra regional chairman, Ishmael Ashiti, and his Ashanti regional colleague, Entriboy Siakun, also declared for Nana Addo.
Meanwhile, Paul Stabenefsen says the open declaration of support for Nana Akufo-Addo by members of parliament offers him an unfair advantage over his competitors. He said the actions of the MPs violate the party's regulations. Speaking of our current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Efsen reckons that it will be difficult for Nana Addo to lead a united party when giving the nod.
Well, the MPs, if all the MPs, 123, decide to vote openly support the Nadu, I think that definitely Nana will be in top five after the special congress for the wider 145,000 delegates to vote for. The important thing is, if even Nana wins Black Barash's slot, is he going to lead a united party? United in the sense that this open declaration is bound to set people, get people being bitter, that the MPs openly declaring for Nanadu is like giving Nana an unfair advantage. Or he has an advantage of being the immediate past candidate for the last two elections. When that happened, it happened in 2008, happened in 2012, you get people say, okay, but they're trying to give you an extra advantage. Let him win and we'll see. And already, if you listen to other networks, the bitterness that the spokespersons of other candidates are speaking, maybe they are waiting to see what the national executives will do in terms of the regulation. If we say that members of parliament, constituency chairpersons, secretaries should not come out openly and declare and campaign for somebody.